St. Finian's Magazine, February 2026. An invitation to go deeper during the season of Lent through our Hope Explored courses and midweek Lenten services. Dear friends, with Easter falling early this year, our thoughts are turning to the season of Lent, which begins in February. Rather like January, when people start the year with noble aspirations and resolutions about self-improvement, a healthier diet, exercise, perhaps learning a new skill or mastering a new language. The season of Lent often affords us opportunities to start afresh or go deeper in our spiritual lives. Sometimes I like to plan to read a book or two in manageable chunks each day that I think will benefit my spiritual life or help me grow in my understanding of God. Sometimes I try to listen to some talks or podcasts that again I feel will help me in my devotional life. Life for all of us is busy, and sometimes our spiritual life becomes the first casualty of our busyness. We decide to miss church once or twice, and suddenly it's a month since we've been. We are in a busy season at work, and we stop making time to read our Bibles daily or to pray. We tell ourselves God won't mind, and that He will understand, and when we return to our readings, we discover we don't have the same hunger or appetite for it anymore, and it can begin to slip off our radar altogether. In St. Finian's, we try to offer some prompts to help people to do something meaningful or tangible for their spiritual life in the context of the church. This year, we're focusing our thoughts on the topic of discipleship and what it means to be a follower of Jesus in the world today. On the six Thursdays of Lent, our curate, the Reverend Dr. Ryan Hawke, will be guiding us through passages in Matthew 5 to 7 through the lens of the German theologian and pastor Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who died during World War II. The proposed outline for these 6 weeks are: Week 1, The Cost of Discipleship, Cheap Grace v. Costly Grace. Week 2, Community, Christian Community means community through Jesus Christ and in Jesus Christ. Week 3, The Day Together, The Responsibility of the Gathered Body. Week 4, The Day Alone, The Responsibility of the Individual Disciple. Week 5, Servanthood and Mission. Week 6, Confession and Communion. Each of these services, which will last 30 to 35 minutes, will be on Thursday nights in the church, beginning on the 19th of February at 7:30 p.m. We hope that you'll be able to join us. During Holy Week, we are hoping to invite a series of speakers who will share what discipleship looks like in their daily lives and context. At the end of January, we're looking forward to a 3-week series exploring the subject of hope. It's called Hope Explored and will run on Wednesday evenings at 7:30 p.m. in the coffee bar. The 3 sessions will focus on hope, peace and purpose. We have always found great joy in coming together for groups like this, which offer a safe place for people to share their ideas and experiences and enjoy fellowship together. Sometimes little bursts of spiritual activity like this allow things to touch us and grip our souls and lead us into a deeper faith and understanding of all that God has done for us. They also offer a great way in for those who are curious. So if you have friends, neighbours or family members who are always asking you questions about faith and the church, it's a great thing to invite them to come along and have a think about these questions. Our prayer is that however you choose to observe this 40-day period, God will be at work in your life, and that you will grow closer to Him, and He will shape your character and your life more and more, so that collectively we become more like Jesus. With very best wishes, Jonathan Pierce, Rector, telephone 02890 793 822. Prayer meetings by Zoom. This month, prayer meetings by Zoom will take place on Thursday the 5th and 12th February at 7 p.m. due to Lent. If you would like to join us, email Zoom to stfinian@btconnect.com or contact the Rector. That's zomtostfinian@btconnect.com. Prayer Warrior, do you have a concern or problem and would like someone to pray for you? If so, contact Robin by text or email. He will be willing to help. Your contact will be completely confidential and no details will be passed on to anyone else unless you want them to. Mobile is 075-139-47504 or email robsmill24@gmail.com. robsmill24@gmail.com. From the registers, Christian Burial, 30th December, George Nicol, 20th January, Stephen Whiteside. Register of Vestry Members. The Register of Vestry Men and Women will be updated in January 2026 and reviewed at the Select Vestry meeting on Tuesday, 17th February 2026. The individuals recorded in the register may stand for election to the Select Vestry and the Easter General Vestry and may vote in the election. Anyone wishing to be registered must complete a form of declaration by 13th of February 2026 so that their name may be added to the register. Forms are available from the church wardens on the parish website and from Mrs. May Lavery, Secretary to the Select Vestry. That is at secretarystfinians@outlook.com. secretarystfinians@outlook.com. Craigie Crafters. Craigie Crafters will meet as usual in February on Tuesdays from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. in the Houston Hall. Craft, a cuppa and chat all add up to a fun morning. From Janet Johnson, 077-1188-5203. BB and Anchor Boys. The BB and Anchor Boys will be taking a break on Monday the 9th of February, that's the company and junior sections, and Tuesday the 10th of February, that's the Anchor Boys. We will meet as usual the following week. St. Finian's Toddlers. The toddlers will not be meeting on Monday the 9th of February due to the midterm break. We will resume as normal the following week on Monday 16th of February. Hope Explored course. Over 3 weeks from the end of January to mid-February on Wednesday evenings, we hope to look in some depth at the topic of hope through Mark's Gospel and some video discussion materials. The course starts on Wednesday, 28th January at 7:30 p.m. in the coffee bar. Week one is thinking about how hope is such a powerful thing. It's not a vague optimism, but something much greater than that. It's a joyful confidence and expectation for a future that is worth waiting for. Week two is about peace. While the absence of peace is so painful, the presence of peace is something truly wonderful and bringing wholeness and completeness into our lives. It often comes despite the challenges of our circumstances. Week three is about purpose. All of us hope that our lives have meaning and we want to make a difference. Having a purpose gets us out of bed in the morning and gets us through the tough times. Messy Church. Hello everyone, a little reminder that Messy Church will be back again at 3:30 on Friday the 27th of February. Our wonderful friends at Crown Jesus Ministries are going to be with us that day for a puppet show. We are excited for another afternoon of games, fun, dance and faith. All children of nursery and primary school age are very welcome, so please come along and bring a friend or two. As usual, there will be snacks beforehand with tea, coffee and biscuits for the grown-ups. The day will finish with a light supper of chips, goujons and ice cream. Yummy! We cannot wait to see you there and to share the love and good news of Jesus. God bless the Messy Church team. Wednesday morning communion and prayers for the sick. The Wednesday morning communion service with prayers for the sick takes place on Wednesdays at 10:30 a.m. Everyone is very welcome to join us for the service and also for tea and coffee and scones and friendship afterwards in the sexton's room. World Day of Prayer. Advance good news. The local World Day of Prayer annual service will be held here at St Finian's on Friday, 6th March at 8 p.m. Everyone is invited to this service prepared by the Christian Women of Nigeria, written in response to the theme, I Will Give You Rest, Come, Matthew 11:28-30. The service shares the stories of four Nigerian women who inspire us to work towards a world without injustice, marginalisation, religious persecution, poverty and despair. The service will be led by ladies from churches in this area. We hope to welcome you as we join a great wave of prayer encircling the globe, all praying for the people of Nigeria. From Julie Cunningham, Secretary, WDP, Belfast East 1. Flower donation rota. For February the 1st, Mrs. N. Moncrief. The 8th, Mrs. A. Harvey. And the 22nd, Mrs. M. Saunders. Mother's Union. Hello, everyone. At the time of writing, I'm sorry to report that our January meeting had to be cancelled due to the icy conditions. Hopefully Kate and Emily may be able to fit their talk sometime in the future, but if not, we wish them all the best in their forthcoming revision for the very important A-level exams. As we journey through the winter months and the cold, short days and dark nights, it's good to have a warm home to shelter in. If you live on your own or as a couple, it's good to meet others for companionship, as a few friends or in a group, and no better way to do this as to get together for a meal. Christmas is not too long behind us, and hopefully you can remember enjoying being with friends and family over the Christmas lunch. At other times, ordinarily, There is something disarming about sitting round the table with good food and conversations. Even if you don't know everyone well, you quickly get over any awkwardness as we eat and chat. Someone told me recently they were taught to lay an extra place at the table in case an unexpected visitor came at short notice. In the Bible, there are plenty of examples of hospitality. For example, Abraham welcomed three strangers by having food prepared and offered. The Jewish festivals in the Old Testament reminded the people of God's provision physically and spiritually. Most of them involved food, first fruits, Passover, etc., pointing forward to God's ultimate provision of Jesus for all our needs. In the Gospels also are many instances of Jesus and his disciples sharing food in the ordinary sense of relaxing over a meal or feeding a crowd, as well as the depth of meaning in the Holy Communion, which we would have been mindful of as we would have taken part in the service in the Houston Hall on January the 3rd past. So by sharing food and conversation, I'm looking forward to conversations and being together at our brunch in the Ivanhoe on Saturday the 7th of February at 10:30 a.m. Lifts can be arranged by contacting me or Heather. Brunch meeting is Thursday the 5th of March 2026. Jewellery valuation from 7:30 p.m. At this meeting, we intend to mark Heather Leckie's commencement of taking over the branch leader role and to mark Liz Walker's faithful service as branch leader over the last 4 years. Angela Harvey, branch secretary, mobile 07596075081, and Heather Leckie, branch leader, mobile 07833905017. Mother's Union Midday Wave of Prayer, February 2026. The 2nd to the 4th of February, Matlosane in South Africa, Mumias in Kenya, Eha Amafu in Nigeria, Ballarat in Australia, Niagara in Canada, and North Kerala in India. 5th to the 7th of February, Botswana, Marasabit in Kenya, Ida and Jeba in Nigeria, Salisbury in England, and Andaman and Kakar Nicobar Islands in India. 9th to the 11th of February, Lenya in South Sudan, Ankole in Uganda, Abuja and Lagos West in Nigeria, Lichfield in England, and Karnataka North in India. 12th to 14th of February, Matana in Burundi, South Ankole in Uganda, Morogoro in Tanzania, Ohaji Egbana in Nigeria, New Westminster in Canada, and Donegal in India. 16th to the 18th of February, Bentiu in South Sudan, Bunyoro Kitara in Uganda, Okewe North and Umra Aran in Nigeria, Kilmore Elphin and Ardra in All Ireland, Krishna and Govare in India. 19th to the 21st of February, Free State in South Africa, Bondo in Kenya, Ogbia and Ofa in Nigeria, Swansea and Brecon in Wales, Argentina and Uruguay. 23rd to the 25th of February, Gwaru in South Sudan, Kigeme in Rwanda, Butchai in Nigeria, St. David's in Wales, and Mandalay in Myanmar. 26th to 28th of February, Mundray in South Sudan, Madai and West Nile in Uganda, Isikuwutu in Nigeria, Chichester in England, and Seoul in South Korea. Ladies Friendship Group. Hello, ladies. February's first meeting will be on Wednesday the 11th at 2 p.m. when we welcome the return of Jim Bailey. You may remember the fun afternoon we spent decorating table coasters last February. We'll be crafting and bringing out our creative skills again. A more serious afternoon is planned for the 25th of February when a representative from Flourish will open our eyes to the extent of human trafficking in Northern Ireland. Flourish aims to give a brighter future to everyone affected by human trafficking and provide support to overcome trauma and rebuild lives. As I write this, the ground is covered with a sprinkling of snow. Hopefully February's weather will be more conducive to getting out and enjoying each other's company. Julie Cunningham, mobile 0781 492 8398. Divine Healing Ministry Service. The next Divine Healing Ministry Service will be held on Tuesday the 24th of February at 7:30 p.m. when the speaker will be Fergus McMorrow, Director of Divine Healing Ministries. That's from Norman Slater. General Maintenance. The church premises require regular maintenance to keep them in good order, so it is an advantage to have a regular schedule for both buildings and grounds. This gives people an opportunity to volunteer a few hours each month to assist the upkeep of our estate. Accordingly, the last Saturday of each month is designated as our work morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. for anyone who might be available. Work includes general light duties, tidying up in the halls and the church, and optional pruning, spraying, brushing, etc. The next date is Saturday, the 28th of February. See you then. Jim Hockey, Glebe Warden. Services for February. Sunday, 1st of February, fourth Sunday after Epiphany, 9 a.m. Holy Communion, 11 a.m. Connect Service in the Houston Hall, 7 p.m. Holy Communion. Sunday, 8th of February, second Sunday before Lent, 9 a.m. Holy Communion, 11 a.m. Holy Communion, 7 p.m. Compline. Sunday, the 15th of February, the Sunday before Lent, 9 a.m. Holy Communion, 11 a.m. Morning Prayer and the Youth Group in the Coffee Bar, 7 p.m. Evening Prayer. Sunday, the 22nd of February, the first Sunday in Lent, 9 a.m. Holy Communion, 11 a.m. Morning Prayer with the Youth Group in the Coffee Bar, and 7 p.m. Evening Prayer. During the 11 a.m. service, there is a creche available for younger children who are not yet old enough for Sunday school. Feel free to bring your children to the Houston Hall before or during the service. This month, the youth group will meet on Sundays the 15th and 22nd of February at 11 a.m. in the Coffee Bar. St. Finian's History Project, 1932 to 2032. Many thanks to everyone who has already submitted such a variety of interesting stories, memories, and photographs to the St. Finian's 100th Anniversary History Project. We would be most grateful to continue to receive your stories about the people, events, and changes in the parish. So do please have a think about anything that might be relevant. We would also like to gather information from the last 25 years of all the new initiatives that have been developed in the parish, for example, the Ladies' Friendship Group, Messy Church, Craigie Crafters, Pickleball and Pilates. Any contributions can be submitted on a Word document. Please contact Linda in the church office by email, phone or post, or email stfinians100years@outlook.com. That is stfinians 100years@outlook.com. If you're aware of anyone who may need help writing their memories, we would be grateful for any assistance from friends and family. If you would like to become involved in the planning and gathering of material for this project, then please email stfinians100years@outlook.com or contact Linda with your name and details. Thanks to Linda Leonard for providing the 13th article in this history series about the Le Mans atrocity, which took place 48 years ago this month. A month after the bombing, a memorial service was held by Castlereagh Borough Council in St Finian's. The Le Mans House bombing. On Sunday, the 26th of February, 1978, Castlereagh Borough Council held a special memorial service at St Finian's to remember all those who had died in the Le Mans House bomb, those who had been injured, and the support given by the emergency services and the local community at the time. On the night of the 17th of February 1978, the guests at Le Mans included members of the Irish Collie Club, who were holding their annual dinner. An incendiary bomb was attached to the wire grill on the window of the room where the dinner was being held. When it exploded, a fireball engulfed the room, killing 12 members and guests and seriously injuring 23 others. Following the atrocity, a painting was commissioned as the memorial, and limited edition copies were distributed to the agencies which provided support. The copy given to St Finian's hangs in the hallway in the Houston Hall. The picture depicts two central figures united in grief and includes the badge of the Irish Collie Club. The 12 people who died are represented by peacock feathers. The badges of the Royal Ulster Constabulary, Northern Ireland Fire Service and Northern Ireland Ambulance Service are also included. The Le Mans bomb was one of the worst atrocities in the Northern Ireland conflict and had a major impact on the whole community. Those who died were Sarah Wilson Cooper, Gordon and Joan Crothers, Christine Lockhart, Ian and Elizabeth McCracken, Daniel McGill, Carol Mills, Sandra Morris, Thomas Neeson, Dorothy and Paul Nelson. Following the incident, Christine's husband, Terry, who had not been at the dinner, established a charity called Christine's Children in Mindanao in the Philippines. For over 25 years, he ran a children's village, providing support to local orphans by giving them hope and new opportunities. Many local churches and communities in Northern Ireland supported the work of the charity and helped fund its work. Over 200 young people who had been living on the streets were provided with a home and education and learnt skills to help them live independently when they reached their mid-teens. A film of Terry's work with Christine's Children won a Royal Television Society Award in 2003. Of his work in the Philippines, Terry said, "I am here because God brought me here. I look after the children's practical needs and I have a local Filipino pastor who comes to look after their spiritual needs." Christine and Terry had no children of their own. With his second wife, Sheila, he adopted a girl whom they called Christine. Their son Dylan was born on the 17th of February 1988 at 9 p.m. at exactly the time that the bomb went off on the same day, 10 years after the Le Mans bomb had gone off. In his final years, Terry had Alzheimer's disease. He died in 2016. Christians Against Poverty Christmas Gifts Appeal. A huge thank you to the generous folk of St Finian's who contributed to our CAP Christmas appeal for gifts and gift cards for our CAP clients. I was overwhelmed by the quantity and quality of the toiletry sets collected, which went a long way to make Christmas affordable for the many families we are presently working with. There was enough for each person to have a wrapped Christmas gift and a gift card, easing the financial pressures Christmas inevitably brings and is an expression of ours and your care for them and God's unconditional love for them. One client wanted his gratitude recorded and passed on to you. Thanks to you and the other wonderful people at CAP who are so kind and thoughtful. I am so lucky to know such kind and thoughtful people as yourselves. Galatians 6 verse 10 is a good reminder at the beginning of the year. Therefore, whenever we have an opportunity, we should do good to everyone, especially those in the family of faith. I pray that God would continue to open up opportunities for you to bless others with what God has given you, that he may be honoured and that you will leave room in your life for him to continue to bless you. We will all continue to do our part in easing financial burdens and poverty in partnership with you and your church. Your support makes such a difference. Thank you. From James Miles, CAP Debt Centre Manager. St Finian's Pilates, Relaxation and Pilates. Last month, I addressed the issue of tension around the neck and shoulders and suggested a few techniques to reduce that and to improve posture. This month, I'd like to talk more generally about the role and importance of relaxation in the practice of Pilates. Relaxation is the starting point for everyone when they begin to learn Pilates. And while this may seem strange when talking about an exercise routine, the first priority is to ensure that none of the stress of the day is brought into the session so that you can recognize and release areas of tension and work the muscles correctly. The relaxation position is a good way to start mat classes in the supine position, and the following is a brief description. Simply lie on the mat with the neck released and lengthened. Use a small pillow if necessary and bend your knees to draw the feet in and place them in a line with the hips. Next, you should allow the body to soften and imagine it slowly melting into the mat. From this, you can begin to engage the core muscles and bring the spine into a neutral shape, ready to perform the exercises. This relaxation position is returned to many times between classes, between exercises. It is just as important to relax and release any tension at the end of the Pilates session, and for that reason, the last couple of exercises are usually geared towards stretching and releasing muscles before a period of guided relaxation with the lights dimmed. The latter is often referred to as progressive muscle relaxation and is a technique that also uses deep or exaggerated diaphragmatic breathing to calm the mind and allow the systemic release of tension from top to toe. This breathing is one method of stimulating the vagus nerve, the body's longest nerve, which passes through the opening of the diaphragm and acts as a crucial communication highway from the brain stem to major organs. It also controls involuntary functions such as heart rate, digestion, and mood, and plays a key role in the rest and digest parasympathetic nervous system to promote calm and balance. By stimulating and increasing the tone of the vagus nerve, we can increase our ability to self-soothe and relax properly. Joseph Pilates placed great emphasis on breathing techniques, and the more I've studied this, the more I've come to appreciate how important it is to build breath-led relaxation into each section. Thankfully, this is something you can do at home, but I'd love you to do it after a Pilates session too. Until the next time, stay safe and keep moving. We meet on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. in Houston Hall. Everyone is welcome, and a small donation of £3 per class is requested for church funds. If you want to find out more about Pilates, contact me, John Waterworth, by phone on 07941368546 or email at jcworth@yahoo.co.uk. Contact details. The rector is 028 90 793822. The curate is 075 948 90019 or email ryan.stfinianscraige@gmail.com. That is ryn.stfinianscraige@gmail.com. Church office hours: Tuesday 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Wednesday 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Telephone 028 90 792793 or office.craige@down.anglican.org, office.craige@downgleican.org. Magazine by email. Why not receive your magazine by email and help the environment by cutting down on the use of paper? If you would like to receive your magazine this way, contact Linda in the church office on Tuesdays and Wednesdays between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. Telephone 028 90 792973 or email office.craige@down.anglican.org. Please send articles for inclusion in the March magazine to office.craige@down.anglican.org or telephone the parish office on 028 90 792793 by 12 noon on Tuesday, 3rd of February. Do not forget to check out the church website, www.stfinians.org, or find us on Facebook, facebook.com/stfinians.